The concept of predicate offense, the Supreme Court clarifies. Introduction. The offense of money laundering, as per the definition in Black's Law Dictionary, is the act of transferring illegally obtained money through legitimate people or accounts so that its original source cannot be traced. Further to this definition, it is only but natural to assume that the money, if illegally obtained, must be obtained in relation to the commission of an underlying criminal offense. The commission and requirement of this underlying offense, commonly known as a predicate offense, has been a point of debate since the introduction of the Prevention and Money Laundering Act, 2002. The Act, which provides a list of offenses in the schedule appended thereto as scheduled offenses. While the Supreme Court and multiple high courts of India have opined on the absolute necessity of the commission of a scheduled offense for the offense of money laundering to be made out, the establishment of the sequence of commission of the scheduled offense and that of money laundering, and of the incredulousness of accusing an individual of money laundering prior to even the establishment of the scheduled offense has been discussed by the Supreme Court while delivering its judgment in V.J. Madanlal Chaudhary indoors. V. Union of India indoors. 1. Along with 240 connected petitions which has sought to concretize the understanding of the concept of predicate offense. Hereinafter called the SCPMLA judgment. Meaning of the term predicate offense. The concepts of money laundering and predicate offense cannot be better explained than the speech delivered by the then Finance Minister, Mr. P. Chidambaram, while introducing the Prevention of Money Laundering, Amendment, Bill, 2012 in the Rajya Sabha on December 17, 2012. It read. Firstly, we must remember that money laundering is a very technically defined offense. It is not the way we understand money laundering in a colloquial sense. It is a technically defined offense. It postulates that there must be a predicate offense and it is dealing with the proceeds of a crime. That is the offense of money laundering. It is more than simply converting black money into white or white money into black. That is an offense under the Income Tax Act. There must be a crime as defined in the schedule. As a result of that crime, there must be certain proceeds, it could be cash, it could be property. And anyone who directly or indirectly indulges or assists or is involved in any process or activity connected with the proceeds of crime and projects it as untainted property is guilty of offense of money laundering. So, it is a very technical offense. The predicate offenses are all listed in the schedule. Unless there is a predicate offense, there cannot be an offense of money laundering. Emphasis supplied. Further, the Apex Court's celebrated judgment in P. Chidambaram v. Directorate of Enforcement, 2. In line with the above legislative intent, has also held that a scheduled offense is a sine qua non for the offense of money laundering which would generate the money that is being laundered. Predicate or scheduled offense is defined under Section 2(y) of the Act as the offenses specified under Part A of the Schedule to the Act or the offenses specified under Part B of the Schedule if the total value involved in such offenses is 1 crore rupees, 1 crore Indian rupees, or more. While the schedule lays down a vast laundry list of offences under various penal legislations such as the Indian Penal Code, 1860, Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985, Unlawful Activities, Prevention, Act, 1967, Prevention of Corruption Act, 1988 and even Securities and Exchange Board of India Act, 1992, the relevance of such offences is emphatically understood when read along with the definition of money laundering. The intrinsic linkage of the scheduled offense with the offense of money laundering 3, is also found in the explanation to the definition of proceeds of crime under Section 2(u) of the Act which clarifies that it would include property not only derived or obtained from the scheduled offense but also any property which may directly or indirectly be derived or obtained as a result of any criminal activity relatable to the scheduled offense. The Supreme Court on predicate offenses. The Supreme Court has made it clear that while the offense of money laundering is an independent offense, it is still dependent on the underlying predicate offense to the extent of the proceeds of crime having been derived or obtained as a result of criminal activity relating to or in relation to the scheduled offense. 4. Further, while the whole quantum of attainted property need not be regarded as proceeds of crime, the property qualifying under the definition clause of Section 2(u) of the Act will necessarily be treated as crime property, or laundered property. Accordingly, it has been held that in the event a person is acquitted in relation to the scheduled offense who rightfully owns or possesses an alleged tainted property, then such a property cannot be termed as proceeds of crime. The natural consequence of such understanding is that in the event there are no identified proceeds of crime, the authorities under the Act, being the Enforcement Directorate, cannot step in or initiate any prosecution. Although, the SCPMLA judgment gives finality to the question of predicate offense being sine qua non for the offense of money laundering, the position remains fairly unaltered since 2019 with the judgment in P. Chidambaram, Supra. However, the present judgment will definitely prevent stray conflicting judgments in this regard. Interplay between the timing of the predicate offense and the offense of money laundering. A pertinent submission made by a senior counsel for one of the petitioners was that the court must decide on questions on retrospectivity. The senior counsel pointed out several instances to show that if a proper sequence in relation to the inclusion of the predicate offense in the Schedule to the Act, commission of the predicate offense, acquiring of tainted property, and commission of the offense of money laundering is not established by the court, instances of absurdity may arise. The senior counsel has reasoned that only by committing a predicate offense can proceeds of crime be generated, and only thereafter can the offense of money laundering be committed. Accordingly, proceeding against the accused in relation to the offense under the Act will be absurd and antithetical if the underlying offense is not yet notified in the Schedule to the Act or if the projection/utilization of the proceeds of crime predate the commencement of the Act. 5. However, the Supreme Court has held that there is not and should not be any linkage between the dates of predicate offense and the commission of the offense of money laundering. Only the date on which a person commits any of the acts as given under Section 3 of the Act is relevant to the offense of money laundering. Such an interpretation of Section 3 amplifies the catchment area of the Act multifold as it leads to a situation whereby even if the source, i.e. the predicate offense may not have been notified or the utilization or conversion of the proceeds of crime may have taken place before the commencement of the Act, such acts, if connected with the offense of money laundering after the Act has commenced, will flow into and trigger investigation under the Act. Conclusion. A key takeaway from the SCPMLA judgment lies in its categorical confirmation that if the predicate offense fails, then the prosecution under the Act cannot be continued by the Enforcement Directorate. In fact, just 10 days after the SCPMLA judgment, on August 8, 2022, an order was passed by a special court under the Act granting interim bail to individuals in a money laundering case. Accordingly, it can be concluded that the judgment in the present matter specifically in relation to the concept of predicate offense is a welcome move that will pave the way for the closure of many ongoing cases under the Act. 1. Special Leave Petition, Criminal, No. 4634 of 2014 before the Supreme Court of India, judgment dated July 27, 2022. 2. 2019, 9 SCC 24. 3. Section 3 of the Act defines the offense of money laundering as, whosoever directly or indirectly attempts to indulge or knowingly assists or knowingly is a party or is actually involved in any process or activity connected with the proceeds of crime including its concealment, possession, acquisition or use and projecting or claiming it as untainted property shall be guilty of offense of money laundering.